Hi, it's Katrina. It's Monday, the 4th of November, 2013. And it's actually very, very early on Monday morning. Not that early for us, so we've been up for about an hour already. So right now in Dublin, it is just after 7 a.m. And today is the first day back at school since the midterm for Halloween, stroke, clocks going back, stroke, we're back noses to the grindstone today. So I set up my whiteboard calendar for the next 6 weeks yesterday evening, and my whiteboard calendar literally just takes 6 weeks, and I can see from the point of today right through to the day that the children finish up for their Christmas holidays. So give or take, we have now about 6 weeks to try and get ourselves in gear, organised, and set up for the Christmas period. I know that for an awful lot of people, that Christmas at this time of the year, it's, you know, Halloween is barely over and people are starting to talk about Christmas again. And it seems like something that people don't really want to talk about at the moment. But for families who are on a budget, we've been planning Christmas going back months. And that's to try and spread the cost out and not to have an absolute massive whammy of a bill come the third week in December. So to cut back on costs, so far we've negotiated a Chris Kindle with my husband's family and a Chris Kindle with my family. So we are pretty much left now to buy for our nieces and nephews, and then obviously we will buy new outfits for the children for Christmas Day, and Santa has to come as well. So over the period of the next 6 weeks, it's going to be belt tightening time to try and pay off a couple of bills so we don't get hit with a massive whammy of a bill in January, not just in December. Because often when you're saving up and you're paying towards Christmas, you'll often find, or I often find, that the first week in January can be a leaner time than anywhere else in the year, because I will have already committed finances to the third week in December, which is in and around Christmas week. So right now I've got a 5-year-old to get out to school. He doesn't leave for at least another hour and a half, but he likes to have a long, slow, leisurely morning. There's breakfast to be served and uniform to be got on. And then the 2-year-old and I will potter around the house. I have work to do for a number of clients. And then after we collect the 5-year-old from school this afternoon, we'll make dinner, do homework. And it's back to the usual routine. And the last week has been brilliant with the kids. We really enjoyed the Halloween, we enjoyed the time to spend with the 2 small boys, with ourselves as a family. I didn't really get to see the husband all that much, he's been working long hours, but the boys and I had a good time over the last week. The thing is though, for small children and for somebody who works from home, routine is supremely important, because it's slotted around the routine that I manage to get my work done. Some mornings I'll get up at 5 a.m. and get an hour done before the kids get up. Other evenings, once the kids go to bed, I'll sit down and I'll maybe do an hour or two between 7 and 9 p.m. And then when the baby goes down for his nap between 12 and 2 in the afternoon, I'll also manage to get work done. And sometimes if I am working towards a deadline, I will bribe the 2-year-old and give him loads and loads of toys to play with and just turn a blind eye to the chaos and the mess in the living room and just get stuck into a couple of things for a deadline. So I can do that because there's a routine in the house, because we all know what to expect. We know what time nap time is. We know what time bedtime is. We know where we're going to be going every day. But for a midterm break, all of those things tend to go out the window. Don't get me wrong, I do enjoy a lie on, and getting the kids to stay in bed after 7 a.m. is fantastic, but it does mean then that it throws the rest of the day out of kilter. So I'm starting the day and I'm acknowledging that today is not going to be about routine. Today is going to today and the next 2 days, 2-3 days are going to be about establishing a routine. But I'm looking forward to getting back into the rhythm, getting back into working on a consistent basis at the same hours every day. So whatever you're up to for the week ahead, have a good one. You've probably noticed I'm a little bit kind of nasally, snuffly today. I seem to be coming down with a bit of a cold. The weather's become a little bit more inclement. And I hope that you don't get too cold out and about this morning. You'll find me on all social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where you'll find me as @WholesomeIE.